We are into a new year. It's a time of examination, maybe even re-examination of the path your life is on. This brings about decisions that some call resolutions, others call goals. Either way, if they can actually be achieved depends on the plan as well as the path. One of the most common goals is, right, money, become rich. Sounds great, but, you know, we've seen people become rich by winning a lottery only to become quickly broke. Our first guest today, with his new book, offers insight into how and, more importantly, why building wealth is a much long-term benefit with a more solid foundation. His book is Rich is Good, Wealthy is Better, along with being a best-selling author and in-demand speaker. He hosts the Wealthy Ways show on Sirius XM channel 141, along with the Wealthy Ways podcast, Dr. Willie Jolly. How are you, doctor?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you today?
Well, I want to congratulate you on this book because, along with being a fast read, no matter where you are, rich, wealth, somewhere between, or just starting off, you've nailed it. WillieJolly.com, Rich is Good, Wealthy is Better.com, the two respective websites, and we do have those on our homepage as well. You obviously saw the difference between rich and wealthiness. What tipped you off? When did you say, that's it?
You know, you hit it right on the head. I've been on Sirius XM with the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way show for 20 years, and I was interviewing the likes of David Rubenstein and Bill Marriott and Damon John and the co-founder of Netflix and these billionaires, one after another. And then one day that proverbial light bulb that we see in cartoons went off above my head. I said, I finally get it. There's rich and there's wealthy, and they're not the same. Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm an educated man, Chris. I thought I knew what wealthy was, but I said, maybe I'm the outlier here. Maybe I'm the only one who don't know it. So I started doing surveys around the country and when I'd go to speak at these major corporations and other groups, and I'd say, hey, let me ask you a question. When you hear the word rich, what do you think of? And the number one answer was $1 million. You got $1 million, you're rich. Okay, I said, great. If $1 million is rich, then what's wealthy? And they'll look up in the air and turn and think for a moment. They'll ponder, and they'll say, I guess $5 million, $10 million, maybe $1 billion. I said, is that the only difference between being rich and being wealthy? And they said, yes, that's it. And that's when I knew that most people were like me. I did not know what it was until that day, what you just said. The light bulb went off, and that's when I said, I got it. Then I called these people who I'd interviewed who were billionaires and say, hey, am I on the right thing with this theory? They said, you're absolutely right. I said, well, why didn't you tell me you're doing the interview? They said, because we're busy creating wealth. We just give you. And so I started writing the book. Now, I'm going to give everybody what the secret is right from the start. Just right from the start. Rich is a result of money you earn from what you do. Wealthy is the money you generate from what you own. Let me say it again. Rich is the result of money you earn during the day, usually, from what you do. Wealthy is money you generate from what you own, usually while you sleep. A couple weeks ago, I was in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm speaking in Cleveland, and the host takes me to lunch. And while at lunch, very nice restaurant, he sees one of the star players from the Cleveland Browns football team walk by, and he has an entourage of people around him and so forth. He said, hey, come on over. I want you to meet Dr. Jolly. And so he comes over to the table with his group. He has a fur coat on and then jewelry around his neck, and he's looking very prosperous. And he says, this is Dr. Jolly. He teaches people how to be wealthy. And the young man says, well, I'm already wealthy, but I guess I could learn more. And I gave him a card. He left, mm-hmm. And then I said to the gentleman who had brought me to the restaurant, I said, see, that young man, he's rich. He thinks he's wealthy, but he's rich. The owner is wealthy. That young man earned his money from running up and down that field, catching balls, running with the ball. And he's good at it. He'll get a contract, and he can get millions of dollars, and he gets rich. But if he ever stops being productive or he gets hurt, then they're going to replace him with another young man who's going to get a contract. But the owner sat in his box the whole game. He didn't run up and down the field. He didn't sweat. But he made the majority of the income today. And the jerseys that I sold for $100 a pop with the young man's name and the back, last name across the back. That young man, when that jersey is sold, did not get a penny of that money.
Yeah.
The owner got it all.
Well,
which is good.
Well,
but wealthy is better.
You use a couple of terms in the book I want to address. One of those, in light of what you just said, you call it mailbox money.
Mailbox money is money that when I was in doing jingles, I used to be a singer before I became a speaker, and I was a well-known jingle singer. We would get a royalty, and that would come in the mailbox. We recorded the jingle maybe a year ago, 5 years ago, but we would get money. That's called a royalty, and that is money that helps you create wealth, because that money, I didn't have to work for. I did it one time, but I got revenues multiple times. That's mailbox. What you want to do is you want to create revenues while you sleep, while you're not working. And so that's the difference between being rich and wealthy. And so I'm encouraging people to learn the difference. Look, Chris, there are two groups that this book is focused on. First are the people who want to be wealthy but don't know how to do it. They'll learn from all these people I interviewed how to do it. But the second group, Chris, is where the big wow is. All the people who have worked hard, scrimped, saved, sacrificed to create a nest egg, but they're concerned that their children are going to squander it. Or as one man said, my greatest fear is that my children will not treat my money like I treated my money. And that they will go through in months what it took me decades and decades and decades to grow. He said, everybody who is going to get in my will has to read this book. It's mandatory, because they're not going to squander my money. They're not going to do it.
That's the thing. If the education system won't provide financial literacy, it's up to the wealthy holder to do it before they pass it along.
That's right. That's exactly right. So that's what we're doing, and this book is like, last night I was at an event, and I spoke, and a couple came up, and they said, we want five books right now, five books. We want one for us and one for each of our four children, because they've never been taught. They're very successful, but no one ever taught them about money. We tried to talk to them about money, but they just spend money like it's water, And often they are working every day, but they get short. At the end of the month, they come, hey, we need a little help with our rent. We need a little help with our car note. Now, they're working every day, but they're spending because they don't know how to manage their money. I want that book for them. I said, you got a deal. And they bought five copies of the book. And many people are buying five, seven. One lady bought a box of them. She said, I got lots of family members, everybody who might be in my will has to read this book. It's mandatory. Wow.
And I think what you do is you bring everyone into the path to being wealthy, especially with the five types of wealth, because that's the major wake-up call, I think. People think of rich or wealth as one-dimensional, where it's
right.
Has a lot of facets to it, and they need to be, if not complete, at least as strong. Otherwise, I mean, you can't build a building roof first. You have to build the foundation first.
Right, right. It starts with your mindset. Wealth is built in your mind. It starts with your mindset. You know, people every year, we hear somebody wins the lottery, okay? They win the lottery, and they get rich. But unfortunately, it doesn't last. We hear that they're broke in 5 years. They've gone through it because it's a mindset. You start with your mindset. Or I talk about in the book people who, like a lady whose name is Mary Ellen Pleasant, who was a domestic worker. She never made more than $6,000 a year cleaning people's homes and so forth. But when she died, she had $2.7 million because she had a mindset to invest the margin. What's the margin? That you live below your means, and the difference between what you make and what you're able to live on, if you can get that margin and invest it, you can become wealthy. Or the lady who worked as a legal secretary, and she learned, she never made more than $45,000 a year, but she learned from the lawyers who were making, placing bids on stocks and bonds, who were buying stocks and bonds. She learned from them how to invest, what they were investing in, and she did what they did. When she retired, making $45,000, she had $8 million in her investment account.
It's really as simple, after having read Dr. Jolly's book, Think of it as running a race. You want to picture the finish line, obviously, because you have to know where you're going. But don't skip over that hill on mile 15 or that deep bend in mile 9, because that could tip you over and blow out a quad, and you're not going to finish the race. So a complete, complete total plan with mindset and heart and spirit, as well as information and knowledge. Learn from those who have done what you're looking to do. You'll see all that and more, because at the end of each chapter, there's a QR code scan. You can get, as they say in TV infomercials, but wait, there's more. More information, more lessons, more firsthand experience for you to benefit from and to grow not rich but wealthy through. Again, the book is Rich is Good, Wealthy is Better, WillieJolly.com. Rich is Good, Wealthy is Better.com. The respective websites, check them out on Sirius XM Channel 141, his Wealthy Ways podcast as well, wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Willie Jolly, you are helping people start the new year off with the right map they need and the right lessons they require for their personal financial literacy and their hope for better days ahead for not just their lives, but generational wealth as well. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Chris. It's always a privilege and a pleasure, a treat and a treasure, a joy beyond measure for me to be on with you. Have a great day. Happy New Year.